of the older people still knew about the origins of the Nuangbo. It was feared that he might have been sent to summon us home. That proved to be untrue. For a long time, Ashutosh seemed to be nothing but what he claimed, a student who wanted to absorb whatever wisdom had accumulated at the Temple of Gangesha, which had been a holy place since the Nuangbo first entered the swamp.
But there's a but, right? The man was a villain after all?
He was indeed. In fact, Ashutosh was the man you knew later as Shadow Spinner. He was there to find our key, sent by his teacher and mentor, whom you came to know as Long Shadow. At a young age, this man had stumbled across rumors that not all the free companies had returned to Katovar. What he understood from that nobody else realized, was that each company still outside must possess a talisman capable of opening and closing the Shadow Gate. An ambitious man could use that talisman to recruit Rakshasas he could send out to do evil for him. The power to kill becomes the ultimate power in the hands of a man who has no reservations about employing it.
So this Ashutosh Yaksha found the key?
He only assured himself that it existed. He wormed his way into the confidence of the senior priests. One day, someone let something drop. Soon afterward, Ashutosh announced that he had received word that his teacher, mentor, and spiritual father, Maricha Mantara Dumraksha, impressed by his reports on the temple, had chosen to come visit. Dumraksha turned out to be a tall, incredibly skinny man, who always wore a mask, apparently because his face was deformed.
You heard a name like Maricha Mantara Dumraksha and you didn't suspect something? I could not see Doge in the darkness, but I could feel his unhappy frown. He said,
I was a small child.
And the Nuangbo aren't interested in anything not their own. Yes. I'm Vedna, Uncle, but I recognize the names Mantara and Dumraksha as those of legendary Guni demons. Even though you walk amongst lesser beings, you might keep your ears open. That way when a nasty Jengali sorcerer pulls your leg, you'll at least have a clue. Doge grunted.
He had a golden tongue, Dumraksha did. When he discovered that each decade, as the custom was then, a band of the leading men undertook a pilgrimage south,
he invited himself along and tricked somebody into letting him examine the key.
Close. But not quite. Yes, you did guess correctly. The pilgrimage went to the very Shadow Gate. The pilgrims would spend 10 days there waiting for a sign. I don't believe anyone knew what that might be anymore, but the traditions had to be observed. The pilgrims, however, never took the actual key with them. They carried a replica charged with a few simple spells meant to fool an inattentive thief. The real key stayed home. The old men didn't really want a sign from the other side.
Long Shadow got in a hurry.
He did. When the pilgrims arrived at the Shadow Gate, they found Ashutosh Yaksha and a half-dozen other sorcerers waiting. Several were fugitives from that northern realm of darkness where the Black Company was then in service. When Dumraksha used the false key, his band found themselves under attack from the other side of the Shadow Gate. Before the gateway could be stopped up, using the power of Long Shadow's true name,